ASCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability and Other Models. An important aspect of standardizing sustainability is incorporating sustainability metrics into the key metrics of the organization. One ASCM solution for this is ScoreDS, which now features a sustainability category of performance metrics with two subsets, environmental and social. Since ScoreDS is addressed in detail elsewhere, it is not covered here. Here we outline the ASCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability. ASCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability. The ASCM Enterprise Standards for Sustainability is a corporate supply chain standard that can result in a designation, certificate, that measures social responsibility, economic sustainability, and ecological stewardship. This standard is available for free download and can therefore be used to update supply chain strategy, identify sustainability gaps for the supply chain, or validate supplier sustainability even if the organization does not pursue the certificate. Exhibit 8-5 shows how organizations can work for supply chain excellence by performing a comprehensive evaluation of a supply chain using ASCM tools and other enablers. At the center are ScoreDS key supply chain processes. In the exhibit, these have been updated to the latest version of the processes and their results. It is important to focus on results and measure them, and not allow the process to be a purely academic exercise. In the next layer, note the three E's, ethical, economic, and ecological dimensions. These key processes and sustainability dimensions are enabled by strategy, governance, the workforce, and technology and knowledge. The final part of the evaluation is to ensure that these processes and tools are working to meet the needs of key stakeholders, including customers, government, suppliers, and the community. Exhibit 8-5, Incorporating Sustainability into the Enterprise, source. Adapted from Association for Supply Chain Management, ASCM. Enterprise Standards for Sustainability, use with permission. Let's look at the key dimensions of this standard called the 3S, ethical. This area focuses on anti-corruption, antitrust, codes of conduct, confidentiality, human rights, labor practices, intellectual property, and responsible sales and marketing. Economic. This area focuses on business integrity, reputation, leadership, governance, risk management, crisis management, responsible tax, supply chain strategy, and more. Ecological. This area focuses on the circular economy, climate strategy, energy, water, waste, material use, and product lifecycle stewardship. Organizations that choose to pursue this certification may do so because it helps showcase the organization's supply chain excellence and commitment to transparency, ethics, and a culture of social responsibility. This can occur not only within the organization, but also by ensuring that suppliers also align with these values. When organizations pursue certification to this standard, 60% of the assessment is on their level of excellence with the three I's of the standard: ethical, ecological, and economic. These categories are applied to supply chain processes such as plan, source, order, etc. The remaining 40% of the assessment is for enabling factors, strategy, governance, workforce, and technology and knowledge, and stakeholder factors, customer, supplier, government, and community. The first part, criteria and questions, includes standards and assessments on process excellence planning using a process excellence criteria list to determine areas of process excellence. This includes criteria such as facility master planning, supply network planning, modal optimization, extending inventory planning using collaboration with key suppliers and customers, improving S&OP, supplier research, responsible sourcing, sustainable sourcing, and many more. For example, for facility master planning, there are standards, evidence to gather, metrics/results to use to assess progress, and key questions to ask. For example, the facility master planning section is reproduced in Exhibit 8-6. The ScoreDS metrics have been updated. Some minor abbreviations were made. Source. Adapted from Association for Supply Chain Management, ASCM. Enterprise Standards for Sustainability, use with permission. An example of an enabler is governance. One standard for this area is a requirement that the organization have a documented risk matrix that addresses key risks inherent across the economic, ecological, and ethical dimensions. And a key question is, how transparent are decisions in which risk to a stakeholder is considered but not deemed risky enough to alter the introduction or ongoing production of a product or service? An example of stakeholder engagement is customer engagement. One standard in this area is that the organization needs to have a voice of the customer, VOC process that addresses customer requirement outcomes in the areas of ecology, for example, carbon emissions and impact of product, economics, for example, price and product availability, and ethics, for example, ethically sourced raw materials. A related key question is, how does the VOC obtained and used to influence your organization's product and service offerings?